The Stillman House Museum in bustling downtown Brownsville has a quiet composure, yet the one-story brick cottage had stood at the center of this border city's turbulent history since 1850. It's named for Charles Stillman, a Connecticut merchant who founded Brownsville in 1848 at the end of the U.S.-Mexican War. The home has cylindrical columns, a front veranda, and a Greek Revival doorway framed by sidelights. It sits in a fenced garden. Actually, the Stillman House is a cultural hybrid. The cottage type is Anglo-American. Other features, though, reflect the mid-19th century brick building practices of Matamoros, Mexico, across the Rio Grande. The side walls become parapets above the roofline, a technique used to prevent the spread of fire. Side chimneys have arched brick caps to keep out birds and rain. The house is constructed with locally made mesquite-fired brick with a distinctive pink and gold color, which results from variations in temperature during the firing process. Ironically, Charles Stillman never owned the house that bears his name. He leased it for several years. In 1858, the home was sold to the Mexican consul in Brownsville, Don Manuel Trevino de los Santos Coy. He conspired with Brownsville merchants to support the ambitions of the Mexican general Porfirio Diaz. In 1876, Diaz launched a revolution from Brownsville that made him president of Mexico through 1911. The Trevino family owned the house for 100 years, but in 1958, Charles Stillman's great-grandson, Chauncey Stillman, bought it and furnished it with family heirlooms. Since 1959, the Brownsville Historical Association has operated the home as the Stillman House Museum. It focuses on Charles Stillman, but also it represents Brownsville's tumultuous past.